Good morning. On Monday, April 10th, 2006, you're listening to Brian Madden Live. Live from Washington, D.C. at Brian Forum 2006. The people are starting to come in, and we are very excited to get kicking off for Brian Forum. It's about 20 after 8 o'clock in the morning today, and we're very glad to welcome here at Brian Forum Tim Mangan. So, Tim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brian.
And so, Tim, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was I heard that you have some tools that you've released, that you'll be some tools you've written that you'll be talking about in your session. So I wonder if you can tell me a little bit about those tools.
Yeah, these are tools that I've had a lot of them laying around in my lab for a long time that I use when I'm testing Citrix servers. So, you know, we're calling the session bad applications, and that's what these are. These are software that I've written to stress servers in certain ways. So, you know, all of the bad things that software applications do, you know, I've got a little app that'll do one of those things.
So you purposefully wrote the software to do bad things.
Right.
So you can test your environments.
That's right. So there's, you know, there's an application that will leak memory, you know, and do that. And you can control the rate at which you can do that.
And that's available from Adobe or?
Several other prominent vendors we won't mention.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But there are applications like that. And anything that can go wrong with a server, there's an application that's there. And then one of the really neat ones that I've got is this, it's called TMNetSim, which I use as kind of a bad network simulator. So you can plug this in, and whether it's to create a WAN with high latency, or maybe it drops a lot of packets, you can place that in between your Citrix sessions or other components. You know, maybe you've got your backend data store, and you want to see what happens if you remote that out, you know, across the ocean or something. You can see what the effect would be.
And that's called TMNetSim.
Yeah, the whole package it's up on my website today at www.tmergent.com in the download section, but it's called the tool crib, and in there is the whole set of stuff.
And this is all free.
This is all free.
Yeah, and this is, so this is.
Let me qualify
that. Yeah.
It's free for VARs and end users. If there's software vendors in the space that want to use these in their test lab, I'm asking them to contact me. We'll work something out.
Okay, right, great. And so, but as far as a lot of the people who are here and who are listening to this, we can go to your website. Mm-hmm. We can download this tool crib.
Right.
Great name. And it's just got all these tools that simulate bad experiences we might have within our environment. So I get the TMNetSim and that. And you said so that can simulate bad networks. So how does that work?
Well, it works basically as a lot like a proxy server would. So you'll set it up, can run on any Windows machine, and you'll designate some input-output ports and where you want it forwarded to.
And so that I can add latency and...
You can add latency, you can add loss, and independent in the two directions as well, in case that becomes important.
Oh, okay, great. So I as you were saying, I can put my Citrix data store on the other side of this simulation tool and say I want to drop 10% of the packets, or...
Right.
I guess if I want to...
Or Active Directory.
Oh, right, sure.
Right.
And I guess if I wanted to use something like session speed screen latency reduction, I could test it out with this, where I could say, here's 500 milliseconds of latency between my IC client and my server.
Right.
And then I can go ahead and play with SLR and see how it works.
And see how it works, right.
So how I have to ask, how long have you added the latency? What's the longest latency you've added and tried to make an ICA connection over it?
You know, I haven't actually tried to stress that out in that way to see it. I mean, I've put in a second each way, and it worked just fine.
Yeah,
so now, loss is another story.
Yeah.
Although I did find, though, ICA is better than RDP when it comes to loss.
So, and it's funny, because when you have packet loss, as far as, I guess, once you get over a certain threshold, does the session just drop off?
Yeah, it just drops right out.
But what kind of packet loss percentages are you seeing? I guess you can probably go a couple percentage points. And
The RDP at about 2%, that's about it.
All right. So... That's why ICA still has that over RDP.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, talk about the memory leak application, mm-hmm. and that just, you said you can configure that as far as
Right. So, actually, all these tools originally were just GUI-based. Part of what I did this year is make everything also command line-based. So, these things are now scriptable.
Oh, right.
So, if you want to plug it in as part of your server stressing,
well, that's
great, you have the
ability to do that. Because, you know, you're in Vandekamp, and I think Daniel Nikolic are having a session about the server stress testing, and they are actually releasing a free stress testing utility, so we can use that. Plus, we can also then take your tool and actually throw 100 users on a server in a situation where we've got leaking memory.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing their server because remember last year I had the Perceived Performance Toolkit that I released after Briform. And I had gotten a lot of feedback. In fact, I just updated that a couple months ago. So it'll be interesting to see what they have and see if maybe there's something there that they've done that's better. Because what I did is pretty rudimentary.
Yeah, yeah.
I only worked with ICA originally. I've got stuff now working with RDP. But I got a lot of feedback from people who are interested in having those types of tools. So it's great to see other people out there.
Yeah. That. And the price is right.
Right.
So what else is in your tool crib?
There's a thing that'll stress for CPU. You can throw context switches at things. There's one called Page Mania that causes heavy paging activity.
I think I gotta say I really enjoy the names that you give your tools. So you got the tool crib and you have Page Mania. So I guess basically every single way an application can do bad things to a server, you can see that. So
yeah, and there's even one in there called Massive DLL. I don't remember. It's Massive something or other.
There's some cool name you thought of after some beers one night.
That's right. But it's designed specifically to show the DLL rebasing issue. And so you can load in a couple of DLLs. You can pick what order they're going to be loaded in and see them conflict and see what happens to the memory picture.
Oh, wow. And so I would imagine this gives you tremendous insight about the effect of things like hyperthreading. And maybe as we're getting into dual core, I would imagine some fantastic opportunities.
Yeah.
To be able to see, will dual core fix this situation or that situation or different things like that. So,
yeah, I think so. And dual core, I'm particularly interested in the AMD implementation there and what they've done with the memory, because I think there's some real advantages with the techniques that they've taken in putting the dual core together.
Advantages that they've taken over Intel.
Over Intel, yeah.
What kind of advantages are these?
It's basically memory bus related. I think they have, by having the memory controller there, and what do they call it?
The hyper-transport.
That is.
Yeah.
It seems to actually make a difference.
Yeah. Well, because I think they have no front-side bus, or no slower front-side bus, if I remember, I think, where Intel, right. You buy a 3.2 gigahertz Intel CPU, but you're still running a freaking 800 megahertz front-side bus.
Right.
So on one hand, who cares? We've got 3.2 gigahertz. And I know the AMD CPUs, I think, run slower from a clock speed standpoint, but their memory controller is running at that same speed.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. Of course, we've got quad core on the roadmap and octa core on the roadmap now also. So there's a day, and this is, they're talking about 2009 having octa core quad boxes. So you're looking at 32 CPU cores, which you could, of course, hyperthread.
Right.
So now you're looking at 64 input pipelines.
And you're going to have the hardware virtualization built in. So now you're going to have so many virtual machines. We could run the East Coast of the United States on one box, right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's something else. Well, so you've got a couple sessions about bad applications today.
Right.
And so these are, you released this tool crib sort of in synchronization with this event, and you'll be talking about, I assume, these tools in your sessions?
Yeah, and I'll talk about them in a little bit, but the whole idea of the session, though, is to use them as examples to then dig into the Microsoft operating system, what's happening inside the kernel when these things are running, and that's what we're really going to be talking about.
Okay, great. So it's not just here's my tools, but it's rather here's the tool. They are just that. They are tools. So you're using these tools to solve problems.
Exactly.
And that's something that then we can take kind of moving forward and actually do real things with, as opposed to just having a whole bunch of tools that break our servers in fancy and creative ways.
Right.
So I'm guessing we don't want to publish any of your tools on a production server, huh?
Probably not.
You can be the first person to write everything saying, please do not run this in production.
Well, I do give a good warning. There's one called Ping Tool that I wrote years back when I was in the communications business. I was helping companies build communication products, and I needed a way to stress out routers. And so there's a tool there called Ping Tool, and improperly used, it can take out a Cisco router without a problem.
Nice, nice. Does Cisco know this, I guess?
Well, they haven't yelled at me yet.
Right, okay, great. Well, I think we should actually get ready for the rest of the show today. So, Tim, I really appreciate you. Have you looked at the session list yet?
Oh, yeah.
What sessions are you looking forward to?
Everything,
yeah.
That's the problem. You've got four rooms.
Yeah, there are 63 sessions at Briform this year. Four rooms, 67 hours of program content. So we have more than twice as much content as last year, and I think it's scheduling this was absolutely it was nightmarish to schedule everything.
I can imagine.
And I did it on my dining room table, and I actually had little paper cutouts that were different heights depending on what hours and minutes they were, and I laid them all out across the table, and it took 2 days to schedule everything. But we're really excited. We've got some great video recording technology. And for those of you listening, we are going to record videos of the screen captures as well as the camera video, and we'll provide those side by side. So instead of having a camcorder in the back of the room pointed at the session screen, we'll have full high-res screen content. So people will be able to download. Everyone here sitting in this room gets all this stuff for free, and everyone else will be able to buy the DVD set in a couple weeks after the show.
Cool.
So, hey, with that, I really appreciate you taking the time today. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Today's show was copyright 2006 by the Brian Madden Company. We will join you this afternoon. See everyone at Brian Forum.